Delegates, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ka Salam, Namaste, Sat Sri Akal, Shalom, Om, and greetings. This is the Parliament of the World's Religions 2009.
Allow me to welcome you to this encounter on ABC Radio National. I'm David Bush. This week, a window on faiths, dialogue, and global concern. But how religions have a sense of the other, and whether they see an essential unity or essential difference between them, remains a critical issue in interreligious dialogue.
When we see another religion, our first instinct is to ask, what's wrong with it? Let's reverse that. Let's encounter another religion, and the first question that we want to ask is, what's right with it? If we start by asking, what's right with it, the whole process will look differently.
Rabbi Alon Goshen Gotchstein is director of the Elijah Interfaith Institute in Jerusalem. This works particularly with religious leaders on interfaith issues and theologies of the other.
We give a lot of thought to the question of making space for the other, justifying pluralism, but underlying it all is a question that pertains to our very view of the other and our capacity to view the other correctly. Are we seeing the other correctly? Because before you can even start to account for the other and to integrate another tradition within your broader worldview, you've got to ensure that you've really understood the other correctly. And we come, some of us more, some of us less. I, as a Jew, come very much out of that kind of a tradition. Christians do very often as well. All of us do to some extent. We come out of traditions that very often misrepresent, and intentionally so, the other. Mockery, caricature, demonizing, all kinds of stuff goes on between us and other. And then, of course, we construct our theology based on, well, they're so bad and we're so good. But what happens when the other ain't so bad after all? How do we continue to construct our identity? And how do we justify from the perspective of our religious traditions the fact that we should be looking at the others faithfully? And we had some wonderful theological moments, fresh, original, creative insights that emerged. Would you allow me to share a couple of those with you? Zen tradition is all about seeing things as they are. The virtue of letting things be as they are without contaminating them by the mind. Now, if you can instill that as part of an orientation, then rather than prejudging the other, you are orienting your mind to take the other in as is. And even if that's not the end result, but only a stage along the way, it's a very important stage along the way to recognize that I first have to take the other in as is without judging before forming an opinion. And just making that space completely changes the attitude. Tariq Ramadan spoke yesterday about the Quran's mandate to know one another and the positive value of knowledge. Now, you can't know while you're distorting, right? Knowledge is contradictory to distortion because knowledge assumes that you have to know the other in the other's truth, veracity, authenticity. That's a very powerful mandate. Not all traditions have this command to know one another. It's the privilege of the younger traditions that make room for their predecessors and have to account for them. So this notion of knowledge of one another. And I spoke about we're always judging one another. And we tend to judge the other unfavorably so that we come out looking better. Now, in the Jewish tradition, there's a great virtue of judging favorably, finding favor in the other. You see someone doing something wrong, you try to look at it another way. What was he or she thinking? What were the circumstances? Maybe they didn't mean it. Trying to not be judgmental, but trying to find favor. So what would it look like if we extended this principle of divine action and this value that we know within our tradition to other traditions and to say, what does it look to judge another religion favorably? I see things they're doing and they don't appeal to us and they are maybe idolatrous and maybe they worship in ways we don't understand. What does it mean to try to understand them favorably? So revisiting either the notion of otherness or the process of judgment are the two main foci of attention that we try to work around, either how to redefine otherness or redefine judgment so that we're opening up new ways.
Another issue comes up in terms of the other itself being a semantic or a theological question, and some religious traditions talk about the essential oneness and that we should lose a sense of identity and difference and ultimately see the oneness underneath. And the reaction against that is that there is, in fact, particularity and distinctiveness that we should not dissolve. Is that an inherent tension in the theological discussion across traditions about how we understand even the sense of someone being other than us?
I think it's a serious tension, but it manifests in different religions differently. For traditions that emphasize identity, as in the case of Judaism, that issue will be very central because you don't want to compromise identity. In traditions that emphasize transcendence or experience and therefore assume some kind of a unitive experience as the basis of it, then the issue of otherness will emerge more on the sociological level. I would say that tension is there, but it'll arise at different points along the scale. But ultimately, we all have to negotiate that. And we will be, I think, eventually caught in a kind of to and fro movement of, on the one hand, going beyond otherness and then having to integrate otherness. But the hope is that when otherness is then reintegrated, it will be reintegrated in a higher and in a more open, perhaps in a more transparent way that will have positive benefits both for relations between religions and for our own traditions as they progress in their move towards their ultimate goal. Our traditions are great resources, and our job is to continually revisit them, mine the riches that are within our traditions. So our traditions may have been mined hitherto primarily with an emphasis upon finding those things that distinguish them. When you ask the question differently, it's like putting a new beam of light on stuff that's in the tradition that you can then elevate and make the focus. And therefore, all our traditions contains both. It depends what lens we put on when we're looking for stuff.